song is called Lisbon, which tells you where we're going as Eric Mahon joins us for this week's Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Hey there, Eric.
Greetings. How are we doing today?
Just wonderful, thank you. How about you?
I'm well. Yeah, you must be doing great. Nice interview with Leslie and Warren. Does she seem kind of sick of talking about Clue?
Why, no. I think she appreciates it, because I got the impression that the actors thought they were doing a pretty cool film. The audience really didn't respond back in 85, whenever it was.
I remember watching it.
Yeah.
I remember watching it.
But now, all these years later, people love it. It's a cult classic.
Yeah, I get the feel. It was almost like when you ask, like, so what do people recognize you for? And she's like, the two big ones. they're huge. And Clue is very important to me. If I have seen that once, I've seen it 200 times.
And I love imagining the hijinks that she and Martin Mull were involved in together.
God. That's one of those I wish they could bring back the cast and do one of those, things that they've done for Princess Bride and other, monuments of my past.
Mm.
Fun. Anyway, cool. You talk to the most fun people. And you talk to me, so that's nice.
One and the same.
Yeah. We're going to Portugal. We're not really going to talk about Lisbon that much. There's wine around there, but there's so many other kind of cool things that we would be remiss if we didn't mention. And I'm going to kind of speed through a couple things because I want to get to some new things that are kind of fun and new for me as well. So first of all, of course, Portugal, home of Matus and Lancers. Anybody of a certain age probably had this pink stuff poured in their glasses and thought themselves fairly classy for it. And that's cool, because that's how a lot of people started drinking wine. And you can still get those products. They are still made. And if you want to revisit many years ago, we can do that. Why is Portugal cool? Portugal is cool. I'm sure they didn't want to be like this, but this is how it happened. You had the dictatorship next door. And they were kept isolated for the majority of the period of the 20th century, where the rest of the winemaking world, at least the Western winemaking world, if you will, caught up. And little surprise, as we've been talking about Eastern Europe, that's the other part of the winemaking world that didn't really keep up. And so you're getting gems from that area. And in fact, I read a quote today about Portugal that it's sort of the Eastern Europe of the Western winemaking world, because they didn't rip up their native varietals in favor of the big names. And it's rather unique, wonderful soils in a variety of places. So it is a source of many gems. I'm sure everybody, of course, knows port. And we'll talk about port maybe a little bit at the very end, because I'd like to also hit on Madeira, which is another fortified wine that is less famous and very misunderstood. But, of course, starting at the top, the Spanish border is the home to the Minho region, which is a home of Vino Verde. And that's the other wine that I'm sure that everybody who has, had Portuguese wine will certainly have at least had some Vino Verde, sitting around a pool. Nice low alcohol, slightly frizzante in most of its incarnations, although there is some more serious still Vino Verdes that you can find as well. But basically, it is this sort of very zesty, ripe, fun wine that that is made out of several grapes. The grape Alvarinho, which people may know as Albarino on the other side of the river there in Spain. Lurriero, Arinto, these are the kind of sort of common grapes there. So Vino Verde is definitely worth checking out. The other zones, areas that are worth thinking about while we're still on the mainland, I guess we can sort of, we'll talk about the Douro. The Douro is inland. It's on the extension of the Duero River, and that sort of, when I was talking about the Tempranillo belt in Spain, it's this unbelievable, I believe it's actually a UNESCO heritage site, around the time of the birth of baby Jesus, the Romans were carving terraces into the rock because there's like almost no soil in this magnificent valley, but the exposure of the hills are tremendous. So they literally built these like 2-foot terraces, and you just go Google pictures of it. It's stunningly beautiful and also terrifying to think that people actually would farm this. But that is the source of the grapes that go into port, which again we'll sort of touch on in a couple of minutes if I have time. But it's also the source of a lot of really nice dry wines. A lot of the port houses have, you know, they obviously have, you know, these vineyard holdings, and they recognize the value in still wine. So you see still whites and still reds of some quality coming from, usually the labels will not be the same labels as the famous port houses, but you'll see on there, you know, the families that hold it, but it'll be a different name. Certainly like the Symington family, they have a wonderful line of still wines, and they control at least 5 or 6 of the major port houses that you've ever heard of. The Dao, D-A-O, this is another region that you may see a lot of reds from that are of some quality. They do tend to mix in some international varietals in this region, but they're still, again, they're reasonable value and reasonable quality, so do look for the Dao wines. And then the other wine that I actually have that's still, again, on the mainland here that I would love to introduce people to is speaking of Lisbon, just south of Lisbon, there's a region called Setúbal, and they make their they do make still wines, but they also make a Muscatel Muscatel de Setúbal. I happen to have some in the store, and it is one of the world's great dessert wines that, again, does not cost you an arm and a leg, and it's really worth trying. So I just wanted to mention that. So there's a couple of islands that belong to Portugal, and we're going to talk about those, and in so doing, we'll hit the famed port. So the first island that I'll talk about is the island of Madeira. Madeira is off the coast of Africa, actually, and it was a very important trading stop for the Dutch East India Colony, company, a lot, just merchants. And they grew, you know, grapes there, obviously of you know, considerable quality. And they took a hint from port. So just to remind people how port is made, you and Madeira for that matter, you have grapes growing and they are ripening, right? And then they ripen and you pick them and you press them and you've got grape juice, which has considerable sugars in it. And then you start it fermenting. And then you take a neutral, usually grape spirit, brandy, but like unaged or anything like that, and you cut the young wine with that to stop the fermentation. The alcohol stops fermentation, and at the same time, it boosts the alcohol level naturally. So that is what port is, and there's asterisks there. It's not solely that, but we don't really have time today to talk about port, maybe another day. But what happens in Madeira, and this is why it's sort of misunderstood, and I just want to explain to people, is, well, port kind of stops there and barrels it and stuff like that and ages it. Madeira has this interesting history of they did that and it was okay. They took the wine and they fortified it with this brandy and okay. But then what happened is they would put it on these merchant vessels, and purely by happenstance, one of the vessels made the round trip and had gone down into the tropics and back, and I guess whomever it was destined for refused the order. And it came back, and they tasted it, and it was markedly better. And so they realized that a combination of this slow heat aging and the fortification was the key to this wine. And go back in our nation's history, you will see basically every founding father, including the namesake of my alma mater, Alexander Hamilton. You almost can't say it like that anymore. You have to say, like, Alexander Hamilton. they all drank Madeira. They all drank a lot of Madeira. They drank Madeira when they signed things. I promise you that. Maybe before, definitely after. Bear in mind that, you know, Madeira was present just as much as our founding fathers were present at the founding of this country. So kind of fun there. I'm sure I've run out of time, I assume.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, then I'll just talk to you next week, and we'll ramble on some more.
We'll look forward to it. Hope your week goes well.
Me too. Cheers, guys. we got the beginning of school. I know you know that.
I do indeed.
You, sir. Yeah.
Let's get her going. We're ready.
Yeah, I'm glad you are. Good luck.
Thanks, Eric.
I'll talk to you next week.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, with Message in the Bottle every Tuesday here on Downtown.